Blog Talk Radio.
They're on the air with us today, just ready and
waiting for just a manifestation of God and the power of God to pour down in this great atmosphere called PSM Live. It's going to be great today. You want to get in on this. So if we have listeners via the web, you want to call in to just experience this awesome prayer time of prayer and get your prayer request in. And don't forget to visit us via the Facebook page and the website, but Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International is on Facebook, and you can go there and post your prayer requests and testimonies and things of that nature, and the experiences you've had here on PSM Live and all that great stuff. And before we get the show started, I want to say thank you to everybody who was praying for my godson. My new godson is here. William Charles Bassett is a junior. Well, he's not a junior because he has his other granddaddy's middle name now. So he's not a junior. But William Charles Bassett is in the house. He is here on earth and via heaven. And we just thank God for him making it here just safely. They did have to do a C-section after having complications after they induced the labor because the cords were wrapped around his feet and restricting his heartbeat. And they did get him out safely with no complications. So I just thank God for his little 5-pound booty. He's so cute, too. So I'm just thanking God. All right, intercessors, warriors. Let me see who we got on the air now. All right. Everybody's ready and they chiming in. So I'm going to make their mics hot. But Bertha and Prophet Daryl, you can go forth while I make their mics hot right now. I'm driving and doing
praise
that.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for this Friday of intercessory prayer. And as Angel said, we thank you all for being patient with us and being with us this week while Prophet is away in the hospital recuperating. And thank God that he is rested. And we thank God that he has healed his body. We're not Prophet Shakespeare because there's only one Prophet Michael Shakespeare. But in obedience to what he asked us, we're doing what we know best to do, and that's walk in obedience, and that's what we're doing. But we thank every intercessor that has stood with us this week and have undergirded us, and if we made any error or mistake, charge it to our heart and not to our head, because what we do in love as we intercede, standing in the gap, one in the spirit, praying for you. We thank God that he has called us and anointed us for this assignment. And as we go forth today, we just ask you to continue to pray for us. And we are who we are, warriors for Christ. And on today, we have prayers going forth, and they're going to go forth in this order. As the Lord decreased us and he increased the more, we're asking him to let his Holy Spirit overtake us. Because that's what the Word of God says, that we shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. And we're praying for that renewed power right now and for God to fill us with earthen vessels and to release a spirit of prayer in us as we stand in the gap praying for each and every one of you. And Prophet Dale is going to come forth praying after I read the scripture, the Word of God. Prophet Daryl is coming, praying for Prophet Shakespeare and the gathering. Followed by him will be Elder White, praying for our youth. Pastor Shaquan is going to come, praying for the marriages. Sylvia is praying for leadership and the church. I'm going to come behind Sylvia, praying for the sick. And after I pray for the sick, Elder White is going to pray for the intercessors and the page administrators. And Pastor Shaquan and myself and the other intercessors that's on the line will be available when Angel comes back at 1:30 to open up the prayer line, the lines for prayer requests. We will intercede for you that call in for prayer. But Pastor Shaquan is going to intercede for all of the prayer requests that are on the page. And our scripture reading for today is any from James, the fifth chapter, 14 through 15, 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if we have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, and let it be heard and established in our hearts. And we give God glory, honor, and praise for his word, because we believe the report of the Lord. As we pray in faith, and that the Spirit of the Lord anoint you, that your prayer request will be made known, not only heard, but answered in the name of Jesus. Prophet Darrell, the Lord is in your hands, and we're just asking the Lord to have his way. Let his will be done, because it's not about us, it's all about him. Prophet Darrell is in your hand, and you'll be followed by Elder White, Pastor Shaquan, and Sylvia. Thank you, Lord.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, first, Lord God, we want to tell you thank you for another Friday, oh God. God, we just want to tell you, but thank you for watching over us all night long, Lord God. Lord God, we just want to tell you thank you, Lord. We thank you and we honor you. We appreciate you, Lord, because you did not have to do it, Lord God. But God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, sins of commission, sins of omission, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just ask you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as we come humbly, oh God, before your throne of grace, Lord God, as we lift our apostle up before you, Lord God, God, we ask you that we just thank you for healing his body, Lord God, on the inside, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for restoration,
thank
oh God.
Jesus.
God, we thank you for restoring the strength back unto his body, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And God, we just ask you, Lord God,
thank
let him
Lord.
Come back stronger than ever before, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to give him the strength of Samson, oh God. In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus, oh God. And God, we ask you to continue to cover him with your blood. In the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you to bless him going in and going out, oh God. Bless him in the city, out of the city, in the field, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for restoration for Apostle Shakespeare, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we bless him now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We come against any backlash, any retaliation of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we come to know, Lord God, that we coming up into the gathering, oh God. God, we ask you to let a move be moved in that place, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to show up and show out in that place, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to bless the atmosphere before we even get there, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, anything that's been going on before we got there, Lord God. God, we ask you to clean it up, oh God. In the name of Jesus, where it will make preaching easy, where it will make teaching easy, where it will make prophecy easy, where it will make singing easy, where it will make praying easy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask you to bless the staff that's there, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, if they're still in a mess, oh God, God, we ask you to let something be sang, let something be said, oh God, that will encourage them to come out, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we actually restore restoration in that place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Sanctify the hotel before we even get there, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, do it for your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we know that can, we know that you will. We know the able to exceed abundant above all, oh God. God, we cannot so ever think, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, we just ask
thank
you to bless it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we come against backlash from anybody
Hallelujah.
That comes to the gathering, oh God. We come against
thank
it right
you.
Now. We come against every warlock, every sorcery,
in
every black magic
Jesus.
Worker,
in
every palm-free spirit, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus
yes,
that we
Lord.
Shall be the lender and not the borrower, that we shall be above
Hallelujah.
And not beneath. after this gathering, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless every saint and believer, oh God, that's coming from all across the country, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that's coming to the front of this ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, when they cry out, God, I ask you to fill them back up, oh God. Fill them back up with knowledge. Fill them back up with power. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, we just ask you to anoint the teachers, oh God, that's going to come and teach your people in the gathering, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, do it for your glory, oh God. Don't let no one suffer, oh God, behind the teaching and the preaching, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you right now for restoration and restoring unto your people, oh God. We thank you for allowing us to walk for our promise, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name, God. We
thank
give you glory, God. We give you honor, God.
Hallelujah.
Your holy name, because you're worthy, God. We just take the time, God, to give you adoration. We just take the time to exalt your name, God, because you are the best above all things, God. You are the great I am, God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, God, the beginning and the end, oh God. And for that we say thank you, God. God, we come today standing in the gap for our young people today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask, God, that you allow your anointing, God, to penetrate their lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that they will stand, God, for a greater work, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we're asking, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you saturate them, oh God. Saturate them in your anointing, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you deliver our young people from the streets, oh God. Deliver our young people from the hands of the enemy, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, I ask, oh God, that right now, God, that you give them a clear mind, oh God. That you allow them, God, to walk upright, God, even when their peers, oh God, is trying to make them do the wrong things, oh God. I ask, oh God, that they will be an example before men, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking,
oh
God, that you root up, God, every foul thing, oh God, that has been rooted in our young people, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, I come up against every spirit, oh God, that's not like you. God, in the name of Jesus,
God, for filthy lucre.
people, God, but we'll stand, oh God, on your word, God.
In the name of Jesus.
And we bless you, God. We bless you, God. We bless you, God, for every young person, oh God, that will come to the gathering, oh God. We bless you, oh God, for the seed, God, that will be sown, God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, for their lives will be forever changed, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And we give you glory and we give you honor, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, we come thanking you and praising you, God. We come giving you glory and we come giving you honor today, God. Father God, we come, God, praying for marriages today, God. Father God, we come, hallelujah, God. For God, we know that you honor marriages, God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come right now, God, telling the men to stand up in their position as the husband, God, as the head of the household, God. We call them back into position of their marriage today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we come calling the wives back, God, to be the helpmeet for the husband today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we bind the hands of the enemy, God, that tries to destroy the marriages, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we call these marriages back, God. God, that their marriage will honor you in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that you will be at the head of the marriage today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we call you, hallelujah, Jesus. Send them in, God, to send them mentors in, God, to send the mothers in, God, to teach the women, God, how to be a good wife, God, in the name of Jesus, even as a Proverbs 31 woman, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, the word said that a good wife, God, builds up her home, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Lord.
Oh, God, we bind the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus,
in the
God.
Name
it comes to destroy and tear down, God, in the name,
in the name of Jesus, Father God,
hallelujah, God, that they will learn to pray together, God, and speak your faith together as one in the name of Jesus, as you have called them to be, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and oh, God, that they will lead their homes to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, God, that you will be the head of their household, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. We bless your name for marriages, God. Oh, God, let those that are waiting for a husband and a wife, God, look upon those, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and see a godly marriage, God. Oh, God, that they may be an example, God, to those that are waiting on you in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just bless you and praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, and I ask you right now, God, to cover them with your blood, God. God, every husband that has left home, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we call them back to the home, God. We call them back to the marriage, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, as they come home, God, let them come back to you first, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, fix every broken marriage today, God. God, fix everything that's wrong with them today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, give them an increase in the finances, God. Oh, God, that they may be able to plant seeds in the kingdom, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. God, every broken home, God, bring the wife back home, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. And teach them how to be obedient, God. God, teach them how to be submissive wives, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we may submit to you first, God, and then to the husband in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just bless you and praise you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God, teach us how to watch our mouth, God. Let us not tear down each other anymore, God, in the name of Jesus. But, oh, God, let us build up that man of God. Let us build up that woman of God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let us speak life into the marriage today, God. Let us speak life into that wife, God. Let us speak life into that husband, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, we're asking for employment, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us not feel worthless, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But, oh, God, hallelujah, that they know that divine purpose for being here, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, let the children look upon him, God. Let the children see the godly marriage, God. Let the children see the husband loving the wife, God.
Hallelujah.
Even as Christ loved the church, God, in the name of Jesus,
name
God.
Of Jesus.
Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus,
oh,
God.
God.
Oh, God, we know, hallelujah, that the husband is the leader, the mother, God, and cleave to his wife, God. And, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
In the name
put
of Jesus.
Put the marriage back into perspective, God, in
hallelujah.
The name of Jesus. God, the way that you divined it to be so, God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we praise you, God. Oh, God, hallelujah.
Glory.
I bind up divorce, God. I bind up infidelity, God, in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I bind up having children outside the wedlock, God, in the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus, God. But,
in the name
oh, God, hallelujah, God. God,
hallelujah.
That they may come to you, God, in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, God. God, those masses that are desiring children, God, I ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you fill the barren wombs today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, show them the signs, God. Show them the miracles, God. Show them the wonder, God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, God. And I bind up any sickness, God, that comes to destroy, God. I bind up the enemy, God, that tries to kill and steal, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we know that we serve a good God. And we know we serve a God, hallelujah, that can do the impossible, God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. I bless you and I praise you, God. I thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. And I give you the glory and the honor, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah,
God. Bless you, God. Bless your leaders, oh God. Oh God, your leaders, those that you called and chose, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Remind them, God, of what you called them to do, God. Oh Father, guard them out on the right and on the left, oh God. Oh Father, let them be God pleasers and not man pleasers, God. Oh Father, we thank you right now, God, that they're seeking your heart, oh God, that they're seeking your will for the world, oh God. Not themselves, oh God. Oh Father, let them come before you early in the morning, oh God. Seeking your face, oh God. Seeking to hear a word from you, oh God. For the people, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh Father, we lift them up, oh God. When they get tired on the journey, oh God. Remind them that you're still God, oh Father. Remind them that they're not in this alone, oh God. Remind them, God, that they're part of the body, oh God. Remind them, God, that they can call on you, God. You said, God, if we'll call on you, God, that you would hear, oh God. And not only would you hear, God, but you would answer, God. So, Father, sometimes they might just have to stand still, oh God, and wait on you, God. Oh God, but keep them, oh God. Keep their minds stayed on you, oh God. Keep their families protected, oh God. Oh God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, God. Oh God, I thank you, Lord, for your children, God. I thank you, Lord, for the White House, oh God. Even the White House has to line up with your word, oh God, for you are the government in the earth, oh God. And Father, when we take our rightful place, oh God, the kingdom of this world, God, has to line up with your kingdom, God. Glory to your name, oh God. Thank you, Father, for alignment, oh God, divine alignment, God, The kingdom, the government may be shut down, God, but you're not shut down, God. Thank you, God, that we look to you, oh, God, who is the author and finisher of our faith, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, God, that your people will humble themselves, oh, God, and seek your face, oh, God. Oh, God, glory to your name, God, for the government of this world has to answer to you, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, knees will bow, oh, God, and tongues will confess, God, that you are Lord, God. Oh, Father, thank you right now, God. Oh, God, those that have given up, oh, God, send a fresh wind, oh, God. Oh, God, restore them to their rightful place, oh, God. Oh, God, lift them up, oh, God. Keep them covered under the blood of Jesus, God. Encamp those around them, oh, God, that can speak life, oh, God, into their dead situations, God. Oh, Father, we thank you now, God, that their feet are ordered, oh, God, to walk in your ways, oh, God, that righteousness, oh, God. Oh, God, covers them, oh, God. Remind them, God, that they belong to you, Father. Remind them, God, that you love them, God, in the midnight hour, oh, God. Minister to them, God. Oh, God, refresh their spirits, God. Refresh their minds, oh, God. Oh, Father, give them wisdom, oh, God, and knowledge, oh, God. Let them know, Lord, that their relationship with you is important, oh, God. And, Father, we give you all the glory and all the praise, God, for unity, oh, God. Oh, God, I decree and declare unity, oh, Lord. No longer no eyes, oh, God, but unity, the body of Christ, God. Hallelujah to your name, Father. And we give you all the praise and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of
Amen.
Jesus. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Jesus.
We bless your name, Jesus. We exalt you, Lord. What a mighty God we serve, awesome in all your ways, Lord. Father, we come lifting our eyes to the hills from which cometh thy help. Lord, we know that our help comes from you, Jesus. Father, we stretch our hands to you, God. Oh, God, we lean, depend, and rely on you, God. Our trust is in you. Father, I come lifting up the sick and the afflicted everywhere, oh, God. Those that are in the hospitals and nursing homes, oh, God. Those that are in the hospice situations, oh, God. Those that are in the mental institutions, oh, God. I lift them up before your throne of grace and mercy, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I cancel and I bind every attack of sickness, disease, pain, and infirmity that has been sent against them, oh, God. For Christ, you have redeemed us from the law of the curse of sickness and disease. And with your stripes, God, we are healed. Father God, I cancel and bind and I cast out the spirits of fear, worry, doubt, and anxiety and unbelief. God, I thank you, oh God, that they have no place in our lives because we are kingdom children. We are heirs to the throne of Jesus Christ. Oh God, and that we're sitting at the right hand of your throne. God, we just thank you now for every miracle, oh God, that you have released. God, we thank you for every sign and every wonder. God, we thank you because you are our healer. You are our healing God. Father God, you said you sent your word and healed them. You also said, God, that healing is the children's bread. God, we believe your report. We believe that those that are blind, the eyes are open. Those that are crippled and lame, that they're walking, oh God. God, we know that in the spirit realm, you have told them to take up their beds and walk. And oh God, for that we give you glory. God, we thank you for those that are in wheelchairs. They are up and walking, oh God. God, we thank you for binding every mental person, oh God, the illness of emotional and physical illness in their minds, oh God. We cast down every demon spirit, every tormenting spirit that has been sent against them, oh God, to attack their minds. Oh God, we know that the battle starts in the mind. God, we ask you now to cover their minds with your blood. Let the angels of protection be encamped around them. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for releasing the anointing of your word in them, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor, oh God. We stand on your word. God, you said that you have given us power. Oh God, over the scorpion and the serpent, power over all of the enemy, and they shall in no wise touch us. And oh God, with that power that you have given us, God, you said that we will lay hands on the sick and they will recover, that we can cast out demons in your name. And oh God, we stand in
name, oh God, the glory, the honor, and all of the praise that you are so worthy of. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we give you glory and honor, oh God. We bless your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We exalt your name, God.
Glory to your name.
We exalt your holy name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory and honor.
Elder
Wright, are you still on the line? Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless your name. We
hallelujah.
You,
pray for the intercessors in the days that the Lord God will give you glory, God.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. For every
Jesus. God, thank you, God.
We thank you, God, for every intercessor, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For every administrator, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. For what they're doing, God, in this ministry, God. We thank you, oh God, that they're standing, oh God, on your word, God. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, they're not swaying to the left and they're not swaying to the right, oh God. But God, they're staying on target, oh God. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That the anointing rests on every intercessor, oh God. That the anointing rests on every administrator, oh God. That God, we will do your will, oh God, in the name
oh,
of Jesus.
Jesus. Thank
God,
you.
We thank you, oh God, that we will stand in the battlefield, God. We thank you, oh
hallelujah.
God, that we will get into the trenches, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah.
Oh,
we will fight, God, as a good soldier, oh God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. God,
in
not
the name
my
of Jesus.
Intercessor's anointing, God. God,
thank
I pray
God.
Now in the name
thank
of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that every intercessor, God, that the breath of anointing, God, will fall upon every intercessor,
oh,
God, in the name of Jesus.
In
God,
the name of Jesus,
to heal the sick, oh God, that God, they will be able to raise the dead, God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, God, the intercessor, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the
name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God, I ask, oh God, that you will pour forth in this season, oh God, pour forth the real intercessor, God, in the name of Jesus. Pour forth the person, oh God, that will stay on the wall, God, for prayer, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Stand, God, in the midst of adversity, God. In the midst of trial, God. Stand in the midst of persecution, God. God, and they will pray for the
heavens.
They will pray for the miracles, signs, and wonders, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for every administrator, oh God. That the spirit of administration, oh God, is falling on them now, God. That they will not be given over to pride. Oh God, that God, they will stand humble, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They will stand, oh God, and do the will, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I brought you the name of Spirit, God. I come up against every slothful spirit, God. I come up against every spirit of division, oh God, and every spirit of discord in your intercessors, oh God, and even in your administration, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, that even in the midst of this, oh God, that you will get the glory,
God.
Because it's not about your people, God, but it's about you, God. And so, God, we thank you, oh God, that God,
thank you,
oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, God. We thank you, oh God, that our feet will be planted, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Planted
in
your Jesus, God. Planted in prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name
God,
of Jesus.
We will not be given over to a reprobate mind, oh God. But God, we will do your will, God. God, we will follow your way, God.
In the name
God,
of Jesus.
We will go in the direction, oh God, that you want us to go. God, we will have ears to hear, oh God. God, in the name of
Jesus.
In your
and
name,
we bless your name. We bless your name because you're mighty, God. We bless your name because you're worthy, God. But in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that you will have your way in this intercessory
oh God.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. To the next dimension, oh God. Move us beyond the veil, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Allow us to see your face, oh God. Allow us to see your presence, oh God. Allow us to get to a place, oh God, where we draw close and nigh to you, God. In the name of Jesus. Allow your anointing to stay on us, oh God. Allow us, God, to do what you want us to do, God. In the name of Jesus. We bless your name, God. We bless your name, God. We bless your name today, God. We give you glory today, God. Worthy are you, Jesus. Mighty are you, Jesus. Be pressed, oh God. Be pressed, oh God. Be pressed until your path is good, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God,
God, even as the prayers that go forth.
forth, God. God, we go forth in praise, God. We go forth in worship today, God. God, we go forth in thanking you, hallelujah, Jesus, for being our Savior, God.
Yes,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for setting us free today, God. We thank you for delivering us today, God. We thank you for healing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank
hallelujah.
You for holding in the courtroom, God, and pleading our case, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we thank you for walking out victorious, God, in the enemy's face, God. We give you glory, God. We give you praise, God, in the enemy's face, God. We worship you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. We know what the enemy tried to do, God. But, God, we know what you have already done, God. You have turned it around for our good, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, in this day, God, we will rejoice in it, God. We will be glad in it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for saving our loved ones, God. Thank you for saving our friends, God. Oh, God, we even thank you, God, for pulling our enemies out of the camp, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they may have a chance, God, to turn from their ways, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you and praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah
for the silent prayer request, God. God, you know what's on their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. By faith we stand on it, God, that it has already been done, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, even as your son died on the cross, God, and he hung his head and he said it is finished, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We stand on that word, God, and we say it is finished, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, it is finished, God. That kind of tribulation is finished, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Oh,
God, blood disease is finished, God. It was finished on the cross, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. The blood of Jesus still works for us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We cancel out accidents, God. We cancel out, hallelujah, Jesus, God. The enemy comes in, God, but he's canceled out, God. Oh, God, as we look in the spiritual, God, not with the natural, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pull it out of the spirit realm, God. We pull it into the manifestation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we call it to be so today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you and we praise you, God. We give you glory and we give you honor, God. But, God, we know that you're worthy, God, worthy of every breath, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah, God. Let us walk in the overflow, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. All glory, God. Let us walk in the greatness, God. Let us walk in the gift, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
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 I'm here.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord, my spirit is heavy. There's a spirit of violence, of thief, robbery, and theft against the elderly and the widows. Bind that spirit, Prophet Dale, and cover the order of my kids. Oh, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, rebuke and bind in the name of Jesus every murdering spirit, every evil spirit that's coming over our senior citizens, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Rebuke and bind that chilling demon that's trying to come and attack the seniors, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just ask you to cover them with your blood, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We command you by the power and authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to leave the saints alone, leave the seniors alone in the name of Jesus. We come against it right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you to cover our senior citizens, oh God. Cover them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, some of them been serving you a long time, Lord God. And God, you declared and wrote in your word, Lord God, that they serve you in their youth, oh God. When they old, God, you said you would take care of them, oh God. God, take care of them and watch them and cover them, oh God, with the blood of Jesus from these wild people, oh God, that's trying to steal and break in their homes and rob them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you, oh God, to cover them now in the name of Jesus. We dispatch legions of angels right now in the name of Jesus. We command every demon and every devil to uproot yourself in the name of Jesus, to leave them alone in the name of Jesus. We cover them with the blood. They belong to God in the name of Jesus. They are the holy heirs of this world. And we command you to leave them alone in the name of Jesus. Cover them, Lord. Cover them with the blood. Cover their homes, oh God. Cover their seed homes, oh God. Cover their workers, oh God. Cover their merchants, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that comes in their home. Cover them home workers, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you to cover them singers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, don't let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, cover their homes, cover their automobiles, oh God, because we know some of them still driving us. In the name of Jesus, God, do it for your glory, oh God. Manifest yourself, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, we cry loud and say, God, oh God, that you will cover the saints, oh God. Cover the older saints, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, cover them, oh God. Don't let no manipulation spirits come in and try to divide them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, trying to rob them of their goods, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come against that chain spirit in the name of Jesus. We come against you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Cover them, Lord. Cover them, Lord. Cover them, Lord. Cover them, Lord. Cover, 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 cover. Cover in the name of Jesus. Cover with the blood. Cover with the blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood covers. The blood covers. The blood covers. The blood covers. The blood covers right now in the name of Jesus. Cover the grandparents, oh God. Cover the grandfathers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, cover now, God. Cover, 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 cover. Cover with your blood, oh God. In the name of Jesus, when the spirit starts to come upon them, oh God, God, we ask you to send them a different way, oh God. Send them on a detour, oh God. In the name of Jesus, reroute them to the pit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God,
strengthen
their bodies, oh God, where they can be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, oh
God, in the evil days, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, do it for your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cover right now, oh God. Cover their homes, oh God. Cover. When they go to the blood, oh God. Cover with the blood of Jesus. When they go to the bank, oh God. Send your angels, God. In the name of Jesus. When they're sitting on their front porches, oh God. Cover with the blood, oh God. In the name of Jesus. For you said in your word, oh God. When you see the blood, them got to pass over. In the name of Jesus. Cover them, oh God. Send your angels, God. Shield and protect, oh God. In the name of Jesus. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we give you glory, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, be glorified, God. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable, oh God, in your sight. Yes, Father. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We call on you, Lord. We call on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Angel, are you able to get back on? Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Woo, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, my
Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. Oh, God,
oh,
God.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hold the blood.
Oh,
the
blood.
Blood. The 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 blood.
The blood.
The blood. The blood.
The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The
blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. The blood prevails.
The blood.
Oh, the blood. Hallelujah. 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 The blood of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your healing blood. Your saving blood. Your delivering blood. Your blood, Jesus. Your blood, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy God. Holy God. Holy God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
With it that much, but I can hear you, and I do have the switchboard, and I can let people, you know, I'll see them ask for prayer if they press 1, and I can let them on for you guys.
Okay, so is there anyone that's listening or anyone that's on the internet that has a prayer request? We're here for you. Just dial in and Angel can. Open up your mic. Until then, we have Pastor Shaquan, we have Elder White, and we have Prophet Daryl. And if someone needs prayer, we're just going to go to the Word now, and we're just going to ask them to expound on why prayer is so important and why it is needed so much now than ever before. Prayer has always been needed. But we're in the end times now, and we've got to step up our game, and we have got to pray without ceasing. And their mics are open, 3 pastors, and we're going to let them talk on the power of prayer. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So press 1, number 1 callers, if you have a prayer request.
Okay.
Hi, family. This is Sylvia. I'm just asking for a prayer for my father. I had to take him to the doctor yesterday, and they found another blockage on the left side of his neck. He has to go back on the 24th. I'm for them to do a CAT scan to see if there's anything that they can do to help. So I'm just believing God. I've believed him from day one that those blockages are going to dissolve. So I'm just asking for prayer.
What's your father's name, Sylvia?
It's David.
David?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Father God, right now, we come lifting up David before your throne. Father God, you made David. You created him. And Father God, we ask you now to release your healing virtue into his body. Let your cleansing blood cleanse through his body and remove every blockage. Father God, let a miracle take place in his body now. Oh God, so that when he goes back to the doctor, they'll find nothing wrong, that they'll give him a clean bill of health. Father God, we believe your report in this season that miracles, signs, and wonders are being performed. You have already released them according to your word. We thank you, oh God. We praise you, and we give you all the glory and honor in advance for the healing miracle that has already taken place. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so now the mics are open to Prophet Daryl. Elder White, are you still with us?
I'm here. You're going to talk on prayer.
Tell us why we need to pray. And tell us the, what the power of prayer, the results of it is when you pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, we are living in a day and time that it's a lot of sickness and diseases that's going out through the land. And not only there is a lot of sickness and diseases out in the land, it's a lot of tragedy that's happening, you know, and, you know, we need to really be more into prayer than we ever been, so more now than we ever been ever, you know, all because, you know, the enemy tries to silence the believer's mouth from praying, and he's trying to attack the believer. Prayer life, and then the reason why it's important to even have a prayer partner, all because, see, the Bible tells us, it says, if there were two of you will touch and agree upon anything and act in my name, it shall come to pass. So, you know, that prayer is our communication with God and our communication with the Lord, and that's how we be able to get our breakthroughs is through prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, piggybacking off of what Prophet Daryl said, prayer is important and prayer is essential. And one thing that I really like about prayer is it allows you to get into the presence of God. It allows you to tap into a place where God, where you go beyond the veil, where you can go beyond all of your junk and all of your mess and really get into the presence of God. And something that sticks with me is when the Bible says, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray. Now we have all our junk, we have all our pride, we have all of our issues, but in the Word, God says, if you humble yourself, if you allow that stuff to be taken off of you, if you set that stuff for a while, and if you just humble yourself and pray and seek my face, and then you will turn from your wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven and heal the land. So therefore, he pretty much said, if you let all that stuff go and you seek my face and you press in to a place in me where you can seek my face for real, not when you're playing with this thing, but you seek my face for real, and then you turn from that stuff that you hold on to, all that garbage, all the baggage, all the past hurt, all the past pain, all the turmoil. If you let that stuff go, then he said, I will hear from heaven and heal your land. He wasn't necessarily talking about the land in which you stay in, but he was talking about you as a person. I will heal their land. I will heal you as the person. I will deliver you. I will set you free because this day I have heard you. And it's very important for us to get to a place in prayer that we're seeking God's face on a daily basis, not when it's just convenient for us, but we're doing it constantly because we never know when we're praying and God may be having us pray for a person, and simply if we just tap in and hear God and say, okay, God, why do you have me up at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning? And God could be having you to pray for that person that may be going to do a drive-by, and simply because of your prayers, they stop because they heard the voice of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I just think that prayer is essential in this time and in this season, because as we see that the prophecy is fulfilling itself, we see the enemy is at he's out and he's lurking and he's going about stealing, killing, and destroying, and our people are not praying the way God said. God told us to pray in season and out of season, and even throughout our day, we ought to be praying and we ought to be interceding for people. And it is important now more than ever because the enemy is attacking from the head. Just as God is cleaning the church up from the head, the enemy is coming to try and take them out before God can clean us up. And we have to be
watching, and we have to be praying for the leaders. We need to be praying for the head on down to the body, the congregation, because as warriors, as intercessors, we need to know that we're in this and we're in the trenches and we're watching, and not only are we watching, but we're praying for people's souls not to be lost in this day and time. And just
right.
one slip will cause many of them to be lost by the wayside. You know, it's a lot of times that we fool with these Christians, these people who say they're Christians, and we are constantly dealing with them and dealing with them and trying to bring them to a place where God said he would do it. Well, we can't always deal with them. We got to go out here and get these souls, because as long as we keep dealing with these Christians and trying to make them do what God told them to do, then we're losing those that are ready and looking for God. They're looking for a change. They're looking for something to turn their life around. They're hungry and they're thirsty, and we're losing them by the wayside because the enemy said, I got you, and I got you distracted. You're distracted with somebody that God has already called into the kingdom, but they're walking in rebellion. But here I am, I got these that don't even know Jesus. They've never known him. They don't even know the word. They don't know the love of Christ, and we are distracted, and we allow the enemy to distract us. That's why the word said we got to pray in season and out of season. We got to watch as well as pray is what the word told us, and we're not watching, we're just praying. And even in our prayers are being misled. Our prayers are not hitting their targets because we're not focused on the instructions that God has given us. So in this season, it is important for us to seek his face, to understand where God is leading us on this very day, who he's leading us to, who he wants us to pray for, who he wants us to lift up in this day and in this time. And that way we won't be losing all these souls. We won't be talking about looking at the news saying, oh, my God, look what happened, look what. But what we will be doing is say, oh, my God, look at what God is doing. Look how he's changing, because we're on the wall and we're in the trenches and we're doing what God told us to pray in season and out of season and being intercessors. And that's what prayer is.
Amen, amen. Well, just to piggyback off of what everyone has said, we all know prayer is our key communication with God. You want to talk to God, you can talk to him in prayer. And it says here in Romans 8 and 26, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. But we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And as we pray, and as Pastor Shaquan was saying, as we intercede, we're standing on the gap for others, and we have to pray and ask the Lord to let the Holy Spirit pray through us. And one point, I can give you an example of what she said of, we're here praying for the believers and being distracted from the non-believers. I was at a church service a couple of Sundays ago, and it just grieved my spirit because this old lady was there, and she looked like she had been in her late 70s or early 80s. But the call had been out, and the teenagers, there had to be about 20 teenagers at that altar crying out for God to fill them with the Holy Ghost. And I looked over there, and this lady was standing away from them. And the Lord told me just to go and hug her. And I went and hugged her. And as I'm hugging her, I feel the demon spirits in her begin to rise up and pull back away from me, like they were struggling against the hug. And the Lord says, move back. And when I moved back, I said, Lord, what are you showing me? That there are saints sitting in the church that have not let go of past hurts, issues, and they're blocking what God is trying to do. God wants to put a new anointing and a new fire in them, but it's being blocked because they won't let go of old things before they got saved.
They're holding on to these grudges and past hurts. And this is what Jesus is showing us. And as we pray, as Prophet Tolleson says, we have to have the spirit of discernment to discern what's in that person and what you're going up against as you pray. And I'm just saying, my God, this lady's been in church practically all her life, and yet she's holding on to things that's blocking the blessings God has for her. So I just began to pray for her that God would give her a mind to let go of what she's holding on to so that she don't go to hell from the church. And it's sad, the situation that the body of Christ is in. We need more prayers. It's going to be true to the calling of prayer, of intercession, and standing in the gap and being warriors. Prayer is a powerful weapon because prayer changes all things through prayer. Is anyone else? If we have a caller that would like to join in on our conversation of prayer, this is Intercessory Prayer Day, and we're just talking on the importance of prayer.
You know what, Bertha? I just want to say, you know, over in Luke, the 18th chapter, it says, and he spoke a parable unto them, that men shall always pray and not to faint. Some folks don't even know what to pray for.
That's right.
And he said, if you don't know what to pray, he said, pray our Father, which art in heaven. He taught the disciples how to pray. When you don't know what else to pray and you done ran out of what to pray about, then go back to Abba Father. You know, because he can always stand in the need to be or to have tell him to forgive us for something, because you never know what you have done. You don't know who you have offended. You don't know what you could have thought or what. But, you know, so many people are so puffed up into pride, and not only they puffed up in pride, they puffed up in religion. I'm Bishop so-and-so, I'm Prophet so-and-so, I'm Apostle so-and-so, I'm Elder so-and-so. And you got all that hatred in your heart. You a mother at the church. Leave the junk y'all know.
That's right.
Come and try to say, and ain't even got a prayer line. Only time you pray is when you come to church, because you want to be heard, because you want to be seen. The devil is a liar.
Yes, he is.
Some of them old and seasoned folk in the church need to get back to the altar.
Amen.
And they, you know, I came up on the morning, but you still on the morning because you still ain't got nothing.
That's right.
And
it tells us in Mark 11:25, we're talking about prayer. Whenever you stand praying, forgive.
That's right.
As you say, it's a whole lot of unforgiveness in the body of Christ, in our hearts. And so whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father in heaven may also forgive you. And the people just don't believe it. But when we don't forgive, God don't forgive us. His word said it, and his word is true. If you have unforgiveness in your heart, your prayers aren't going anywhere, because God is not hearing your prayer unless when you pray, you're praying and asking him to forgive you for holding unforgiveness in your heart against someone else. And people, like you said, are holding grudges from 15, 20 years ago that they will not let go and forgive the person of. This is blocking your blessing. And if prayer was not so important, then in John, St. John 17 chapter, verses 20 through 26, Jesus took time to pray for us. Jesus prayed for the church. That lets you know that prayer is foremost and important. It should be the first thing we do when we rise in the morning, after saying, Lord, I thank you for letting me see a new day. Thank you for another day, new mercies. Prayer should be the next thing that rolls out of our mouth. Praying and interceding and standing in the gap for others. And I learned through under Pastor Shakespeare and other ministers, because when the first got saved, I really didn't understand the word of God. I never prayed for myself first. I never prayed for myself. I'm always praying for somebody else. And then I just ask God, Lord, you laid on the heart of the righteous to pray for me, to intercede and to lift me up. Because my heart's prayer is to pray for others.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can say something, the Lord has given me a word for that day, to witness to someone that will break the chain and lead them to Christ. So
right.
Prayer is very important in our Christian life.
That's right.
Pastor Saquon, Elder White, do you have anything you want to add on? The scripture, if it's nothing but a scripture, we're just talking about prayer.
Prayer is, it's really, prayer is really a good topic to talk about, because you can really talk about prayer. And, when you begin to pray, like a lot of times, I pray for this young man every day. He called my phone. He's about, 14 years old, and he's really was a troubled kid. And, his mom had him have him call me every day, to pray before he go to bed. And I begin to, when you begin to pray, then God will put stuff in you what to pray.
That's right.
He begin to tell you what to call out. And see, a lot of times when people pray, they don't call things out. Like I hear a lot of people talking about a prostitute and a drug addict. Well, you need to call out the spirit, but attach the spirit. Because when Jesus was fasting and coming out of the wilderness, and when the legion spirit walked up to him and said, Jesus, you come to him with us, Martha? He said, we're legion, we're many. You have
That's
to call those things out. You see a spirit of fool, God, call that thing out by his name. Hey, glory be to God. Rebellious spirit, call that thing out by his name.
That's right.
These things only going to move by their name call. Just like Satan, you got to call that booger out. Put him on the spotlight.
Hallelujah. It is so true. When you call it out, you get action. That's the strong man. And I believe the scripture said, you ain't going to go in another man's house knowing he's there, trying to find the scripture where it says, when you mind in the strong man that enter your house.
That's right.
Jesus has given us the power to bind the strong man.
That's
and with,
right.
The lines are still open for anyone that have a prayer request. Angel is at the hospital with prophet. He's sleeping, so she don't want to wake him up. That's why she's not on. But she still has access to open your mic if you have a prayer request or if you just want to get in on the conversation with us of the importance and the power of prayer. Amen.
Good morning to you all. Bertha, Prophet Daryl, all the intercessors, Sylvia, Pastor Satwan, Pastor Elder White, I bless you all today. This is Brett.
Hey,
Brother
Brett.
How y'all doing? I've been traveling and just got to California, and we're gonna be moving back in the next couple months as a family. But I just ask that you all stand in agreement with us and pray with us as we go through this journey. So much going on in our lives, in our family lives. I just need strength right now. One as an intercessor and as a leader, and just for school, with work, and all that's going on with my family. I just ask that you all pray for me and undergird me, because I really need it during this season. And I thank you guys, and I thank you all for standing in the gap for us and picking up the weight as I've been just bombarded with so much over the last couple of weeks. I thank you all.
Elder White, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, so you cover Brother Greg Roderick's family.
Yes, I can. Father, in the name of Jesus,
We come, God, standing in the gap for our brothers today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, oh God, that you, God, would get the glory out of his life, oh God. God, we ask, God, whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you would move on his behalf, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know you to be a burden bearer, God. We know you to be a mind regulator, God. God, we know you, God, hallelujah, to be the great I am, oh God. So, God, we ask, oh God, that you reign in his life, oh God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God, we're asking, God, that everything would begin to come into alignment, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking, oh God, that everything would fall in order, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that right now, God, that you're overflowing in love in his life, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that every door, God, hallelujah, that is against your will is being closed, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that you're opening up doors for him even now, God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, oh God, that you're making his path and his family's path straight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that you would bless his children, oh God. Bless his wife, oh God, in the name
Yes,
oh God, we're asking, oh God, hallelujah, that you would bring them together as a family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I ask, God, that you would anoint our brother, oh God, and allow him, God, to be the head, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Allow him, God, to be the man, God, that you called for him to be, God. God, we're asking, oh God, that you would shake him up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bring on him afresh, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cause a fresh anointing, God, to follow him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that you're blessing him, God. Bless him in his coming, oh God. Bless him in his going, oh God. Bless him in the city, oh God. And bless him in the field, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we declare and we decree, oh God, that your blessing shall overtake him, oh God. We declare and we decree, oh God, all of glory. God, in the name of Jesus, we declare and we decree, God, that every situation is met, oh God, that every deal is met, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we give you glory, God, and we call it to be so, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and bless God.
Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, bless your name, Father.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, God. We exalt your name. We exalt your name, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Bless your holy name, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name.
We thank you, God, for a praying spirit, Lord. We thank you for a praying spirit. Romans 12:12 tells us to rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. And I know some people find that hard to do, but if the word of God said it, it can be done. Rejoice in tribulation. Rejoice when things are not going right. Rejoice when things are going good. I believe Paul said, whatever situation that you're in, rejoice. Rejoice knowing that God has your back. The battle is already won, and we walk in victory. He didn't say tribulations wouldn't come, and he didn't say persecutions wouldn't come. But when they come, we are to yet rejoice. Because God, our Father, is a resource that we are tapped into that never runs out and it never runs dry. All he asks us to do is walk in obedience and in faith, believing and knowing that he is our provider and our way maker. So when we pray, as the scripture says, we don't know what to pray all the time, but ask the Holy Ghost to intercede on our behalf and take our prayers to the Father, because the Holy Spirit knows and the Father knows what we stand in need of. He knows our heart's desires. And all we have to do is just ask him through prayer. And he will answer our prayers. But I was looking at a scripture in Proverbs 15. Hallelujah. Proverbs 15 and 8. And it says, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight.
Yeah.
We're just letting you know the importance of prayer, the power of prayer, and the desire of prayer that God delights in. But you have to be in right standing with God. Your heart and your mind have to be pure and holy in order for God to answer our prayers, because he does not honor the prayers of the wicked. Those sacrifices are another word. He don't even give heed to them. But when you are walking upright in the will of God and obedience to his word, God honors our prayers. And he knows what we need before we even pray for it. And sometimes before we can even get the prayer from our mouth, he's already answered it because he knows what we need. Amen. Does anyone else have a scripture or a comment on prayer? We just ask you to get involved with the prayer. We're talking about prayer. If God has answered your prayer, let us know. Amen. Pastor Shaquan, do you have anything else to say?
No, ma'am. I'm good.
Okay.
Well, can I
brother boy.
You mind about what's your Papa doing again?
I just want to tell you, Brother Brett, that the Lord heard your prayer and he heard your cry. But when you get up in the morning for the next next 8 days, you start binding up the Prince of Persia for holding up the answer to getting back to you. God told me to tell you, he heard you the very first time you prayed, like he told Daniel. Hallelujah. He said he have heard you, and he has already sent back the answer. But the answer has been held up by the Prince of Persia. So when you begin to start binding up the Prince of Persia and ask the Lord to send Michael and Raphael, to do war and fight battle for you, you're going to begin to see things lighten up for you and your family.
What's your name?
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. We have a new caller on the line, area code 248977. Angel has opened your mic.
Amen. This is Divine. I just wanted to say hello to everybody and thank you for praying for me. And you mentioned, you know, if you had a comment. I just want to say for myself, you know, I have been asking God, you know, first of all, to just show me, you know. And sometimes, you know, it's easy to see everybody else, you know. And I can truly say, you know, through me going through in my body and my health, you know, even my attitude, even my responses and different things, you know, it has really, really humbled me. It really, really has. You know, I didn't think that I was prideful or anything, but I'm more quick to, you know, I'm just seeing stuff in the midst of this. And I never, ever been able to really, really praise him through pain like I've been able to. I'm talking about some for real pain. First of all, I know somebody going through worse than what I'm going through. But it makes me want to do the word even the more. You know, when he said, give him thanks in all things. You know, it don't make sense to be thanking him for a doctor hurting you. You know what I'm saying? But I thank him because he's been showing me. And I'm telling you, even this morning, I really didn't sleep that good last night. I took some pain medicine and I was in a lot of pain. And something that took place where I could have just not reacted. But I've been asking God to show me. And what's in you going to come out? God. Words say out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. And I responded in my flesh, and God allowed me to see that hurt, that unforgiveness you have towards this individual is still there. And I had to call them back and I had to repent to them. Because, like you said, we're intercessors. You know, I mean, I'm just an evangelist just by default. I'm going to evangelize. I'm going to tell somebody about the Lord. I'm an intercessor. I'm going to pray even if I'm going through. And we, you know, we got to be real. We have to be real. We don't want nothing and nobody, no situation clogging up our pipeline between us and God. And we want to do things out of a pure heart with pure motives. And I'm so glad that I got a check in my spirit and I yielded to the check in my spirit. You know, and it's a constant, it's a daily thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, oh, I got it together. It's daily. And we're going to go through. Let's just face it. You know, but it's an exit at the end of this thing. And I thank him for showing me. I didn't know how it was going to be. It ain't cute, y'all, but I'm in the process. And thank you for allowing me to speak. I love you all. Thank you.
Love you, too. Angel, Pastor Shaquan, call drop. She's in the queue if you can open her mic up for us. Praise the Lord. Brother Brett, was there anything that you were saying?
Oh, I just wanted to just pray for you all today and undergird you all and just pray restoration back to you all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We bless your name on today, Father. We thank you for this day of intercession, and we thank you every time of outpouring, Father God, of your intercessors on today, Father God. Hallelujah, God. I pray right now, God, a hedge of protection around each and every person, Father God, who poured out for themselves on today, Father. I pray right now, God, in Jesus' name, Father, restoration, renewal, Father God, revival, Father God, fresh oil being poured right now into your servants right now, Father God. I thank you for their obedience, Father God, and their commitment, Father God, to intercession, Father God. Oh, God, I pray right now, God, increase into their lives right now, Father God. I pray blessings over their homes, Father God. I pray, Father God, abundance harvest right now, God, into their homes right now, God. I pray for their children, Father God, aunties, uncles. Oh, God, I pray for grandmothers, grandfathers, Father God. I pray, God, now for the connection, Father God, for those who are connected to their families, Father God. I pray right now in Jesus' name, Father, and I thank you for what you're doing right now in the season with all of us, Father God. I pray right now, God, that more intercessions, Father God, begin to come on, Father God. And, God, as we come together, Father God, for the gathering, Father God, that we strengthen up, Father God, and armor up, Father God, for the battle to war for our promises, Father God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your mercy, Father God. We thank you for your, oh, God, for your harvest right now, God. We pray right now, God, for all that you're doing for us. We pray for all that you're doing for Prop. We pray that you're all that you're doing for each and every one of us, Father God, in this season. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. We bind up any attack, any backlash, any deceit, any envy, any jealousy, anything that's coming against the people of God on today, Father. And I thank you for what you're going to do. Strengthen us. Empower us, Father God. Oh, God. God, embark in us, Father God. New power, Father God. New anointing. Oh, God, a fresh strength, Father God. We thank you. We praise your holy name, Father. We give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Pastor
Shaquan, is that your number, 630-450?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, Amy's opening you back up. Who has the information? Prophet Bear, I think you're quite good with that announcement. You've been doing a lot with Prophet. We do want to announce the gathering at this time while we're still on the air.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Save the date, save the date, save the date. Mark it in your calendars, put it on your Facebook, put it on your Twitter, put it on your blog, put it on your refrigerator, put it on your stove, put it on your medicine cabinet, put it on your shower door. Let everybody know, let a friend tell a friend, bring a friend, let them know that the gathering is on the way. Amen, and we're going to be warring for our promise. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So save the day. Amen. If you have not registered, I think Pastor Shatwan and them know that information.
Pastor Shatwan, can you let us announce where the gathering is and the registration date?
No.
I'm looking for the flyer on
What are you asking for, Bertha?
Where the gathering is being held at. I know it's in Chicago.
It's being held at the Carnival Tree in Oak Brook.
Okay. And I do believe Pastor said that the cutoff date for the $75 registration fee is October the 15th. So go online to psmi.org and register and for the classes.
And the hotel registration, everybody, this is Angel for a moment. And the hotel registration ends also on the 15th for the PSM discount. So you want to get your rooms booked also at, you know, at least that.
Okay.
I have to go.
Okay, exactly. The address to the DoubleTree Hotel, Chicago, Oak Brook, 1909 Spring Road, Oak Brook, Illinois. Discount room rates $99 per night. Mention PSMI for the discount. And before we go on the air any further, Pastor Shaquan, can you pray for Angel Shakespeare Williams? Angel has been running back and forth all this week, and we know she do it because she loved God and loved her dad. And we've also been rehearsing this week for the gathering, the praise and worship team. And she's just got a lot of irons in the fire. And the Lord was doing the show with me. We're doing the best we can, and we know God is pleased, and we just hope Prophet is pleased also, and that what we said and done throughout this week has touched someone's heart, that the prayers that have been ministered and went forth has helped someone. And we would not dare not cover Angel now on the show today before it go off. We just want to lift Angel up in prayer because we love her and we want her to stay healthy and strong as we ourselves. So, Pastor Shaquan, pray and cover Evangelist Shakespeare Williams.
Amen. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just come to give you glory. We come to give you honor for your servant, God, Angel. God, we thank you for all that she has done, God. We thank you for the running, God. God, we thank you for the compassion and the passion that she has in her heart, God, for your servant, God, and for her Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we thank you for the passion that she has for the ministry, God, in the name of Jesus, and God, that she has poured out this week, God, and even on last week that she has poured out, God. I'm asking right now, God, that you restore her back, everything that she has poured out, God, and oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, strengthen her body, God, strengthen her immune system, God. God, that she doesn't, that the enemy will not attack her body, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. God, even that she has a husband, God, hallelujah, and he's also compassion and caring to God for your man servant in the name of Jesus, God. God, even that he, as she goes and she runs the errands, God, that he's with her, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for we know that this too is a ministry, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, now open the door, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Give her the favor, God, in the name of Jesus, God. As she goes and as she walks, God, the favor of men is upon her, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, God, that the blessings shall overflow and overtake her and her husband, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh God, let it overflow all to those that love her, God. Those that you want it to overflow to, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh God, even as she opens her mouth, God, let it be your words and not hers, God. Let it be words of encouragement, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh God, as they lay down, God, in the evening, God. God, replenish them, God. Give them, hallelujah, ministering, God, to their hearts, God, to their bodies, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, keep a hedge of protection around her mind, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we thank you. We still thanking you for her healing, God. We're still thanking you for her walking, hallelujah, God, in her healing,
hallelujah,
in the name of Jesus, God. Now keep them covered in the blood of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. We praise you and we give you glory and honor, God, on this day, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And we would not dare. We have about 6 minutes, but I want to give a very special thank you to Prophet Daryl, who has been the backbone and the arm lifter for Angel and myself.
Amen.
Ooh, that's been 2 weeks, last week and this week. And a special thank you to Elder White and Shaquan and Sylvia, who have been here with us this week, interceding, because we know some of the intercessors are working, but they have stood in the gap and have been there for to make this transition easy. You know, this all came suddenly, and we're not professionals, but we're just God's disciples. And they used to tell us years ago, whatever your hand finds to do, do it. And that's what we're doing. We're just standing in the gap for prophets as God restored him, renewed him, refreshed and revived him. And we're just doing it because we love him and we're walking in obedience to leadership. And this is what it means when it says, can you be submissive to leadership? When you're asked to do something and you don't feel as though you qualified, we did it, and God just gave us the strength and the grace to do it. And we just thank God for it. We love you all, PSMI, those that have called in and have been with us all week. We thank you for your support, and we just ask you to continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Father, we know you're asleep, but we know you're here and later. We love you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for you. Don't rush the process, as you tell us. Go through the process, because God is bringing you out stronger and brand new, in Jesus' name. Angel, I don't know if you're able to talk. We have 4 minutes.
Bertha.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Bertha.
Hello. Yes.
Before we go, I just want to make sure that we don't forget about the prayer call tonight. All the intercessors, if you get everybody that can get on, those out and that are listening to us, if you all want to join us on the prayer call, we're getting close to the gathering, and it's really time for us intercessors to go in war for the gathering, for those that are coming for profit, and that we be on this prayer call tonight in full effect.
Did you get the phone number, Shaquan?
The phone number is area code 712-432-0375, and the code is 626-522-POUND. Again, I'm going to give that number again. It's area code 712-432-0375, and the code is 626-522-POUND.
Amen. Let's support the prayer call on tonight.
Amen.
And the prayer call is at 10 o'clock.
Amen.
And we're just asking all to come out and to undergird us, and let's pray. Prayer is needed now. I say we're in times. And the enemy has stepped up his game, and now we have to step up ours even more. We got to keep
Amen.
It moving. Angel, are you available to get on? We have 2 minutes. You can have the last words if you can.
My last words is just thank you to everybody again. And I heard all the things and everything. There was a very loud doctor in the room, and I had to get on mute and actually turn you guys down too. But just thank you so much. And Prophet sends his thanks for all the prayers and interceding for him as well. He knows you guys are, you know, at war, and he just sends his thanks and his love, and he misses you all and all the interaction every day. So he can't wait to get back at it, but he's going to take it one day at a time. Amen.
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 Amen. All right, everybody. You guys have a great day. It's beautiful outside here in Detroit, Michigan. I don't know how it's going in Chicago and everywhere else, but it's so beautiful here. Great, great, great. So enjoy your day. And remember, God is mighty. Love you all.
Love you too.
Lift it up.